We are back with the last three podcast episodes covering hospitals of the future, and this time we focus on a world without antibiotics, the race towards vaccinations. As usual, we've split the subject area into three parts: the science, technology, and the investors.
But there's a twist with these podcast episodes, as we're reporting from Kensington, London, specifically.
This special podcast series of three episodes highlighting a world without antibiotics, the race towards vaccinations, is sponsored by the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea's Health Equalities Programme, and we are digging deep into this topic as the summer unfolds.
There are a lot of summer festivities in Kensington this year, and we're noticing more US visitors coming to the borough following the pandemic. For sure, vaccination uptake has played a huge part in making this possible. The Kensington and Chelsea Summer Festival runs from July 1st to August 31st, 2022, and includes the infamous Notting Hill Carnival at the back end of August 2022.
Is the Notting Hill Carnival happening this year?
It sure is. The UK is officially open for business. When the carnival is back on, you know we're going back to normal. The newly created £18.8 billion Elizabeth Tube Line is also open and serves 41 new and refurbished stations. Its aim is to provide a high-frequency hybrid commuter rail and rapid transit system crossing the capital from the suburbs of London, from the east of the capital in Abbey Woods and Shenfield, to the west of the capital toward London's Paddington Station, Heathrow Airport, and the suburb of Reading.
This year, the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea commemorated those affected by the Grenfell disaster by bringing the North Kensington Youth and Community Festival to the community again on June the 25th, 2022, for the Grenfell 5th year anniversary. As vaccinations continue their rollout and increased importance following COVID-19, we look at the safety aspects in play and trending diagnostics methodology for vaccinations. We are looking at cost too, funders of research and development, and vaccine hesitancy. The myths circulating around vaccines still prevail, even today, which is pretty concerning, considering the new variant could pop up without prior notice, and people would not be willing to get a shot because of a false rumour they heard online. I have been speaking to residents within the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea. I want to understand how they're feeling these days about life, vaccinations, and the issue of trust. I have a lot of questions and I need answers. Are there differences between what women think and what men think? Is age a factor? And what about parents? How hesitant are Kensington and Chelsea residents, and how do they really feel about vaccinations? Since there are so many misconceptions and myths surrounding vaccine uptake, answering these questions will help clear away the rumours and distrust.